Viennese society often associated Klimt with the establishment, but privately, he was an individualist and a fervent advocate of creative freedom. He felt much more at ease in his characteristic blue smock, reminiscent of a monk's habit, than in the elegant suits worn by other painters of his generation. In the following period of his life, Gustav Klimt had many private clients, primarily the wives of Viennese industrialists. They were fascinated by his ability to paint portraits of beautiful women in elegant, relaxed poses. From that time on, portraits brought Klimt significant profits, and women from affluent circles admired his unconventional approach to painting. In 1902, the sculptor Max Klinger organized an exhibition of a Beethoven statue in the Secession Building in Vienna. In honor of Klinger, Klimt and his friends renovated the entire Secession Building, creating a sort of temple for Beethoven. Klimt's contribution was a series of scenes running along the walls of the main hall, consisting of four principal scenes inspired by Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Gustav was truly devoted to Emily, spending nearly every summer for 20 years with her and her family at fashionable resorts on Lake Attersee, where he indulged in his passions for swimming, rowing, and motorboat activities. Despite this strong bond, they never married, nor did they have children.